olive branch observes the sky begin to blanch. Without a cry, without a prayer, with no betrayal of despair. Sometime when light obscures the tree, the zenith of that life must be past, gone forever, and from thence a second history will commence. A chronicle no longer gold of bargaining with mist and mold, and finally the broken stem, the plummeting to earth, and then an intercourse not well designed for beings of a golden kind, whose native green must arch above the earth's obscene, corrupting love. And still, the ripe fruit and the branch observe the sky begin to blanch. Without a cry, without a prayer, with no betrayal of despair. Oh, courage, could you not as well find out some other place to dwell? Not only from that golden tree, but in the frightened heart of me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Greetings, dear fiends. This is indeed the Ask Dr. Hal Show. Although it may not sound like it, perhaps a moment should pass while I set my house in order. It will be only a moment. Threats and rocket rookies, please hold on to your seats. Must be. One is always at the mercy of one's equipment. But it is truly said, a poor workman is one who blames his tools. And now, despite the variant echoes, which I suspect will creep into our show, I will announce that I do anticipate guests tonight. They will be the young cartoonists that I am working with. And we may end up talking shop about our craft, about the great masters of the art, some of whom I, Dr. Howland Dowell, have known personally. This speech may not be of great interest to all our listeners. We find the subject inherently interesting. we are launched several days into the new year and everything it may bring. Yes, what is our advice? Stay alive in 25. It is important not to despair, even though the oligarchy is putting the stupid people in charge of the smart people and creating landscapes of hatred, which we must all navigate. The pleasant, recondite pleasures of stories and art will be suffocated and smothered, but we must try even harder to keep them happening. That is our way. Many things have happened in the world of the Church of the Subgenius, as well as in the world of the arts and sciences. The Firesign Theater's book, Ulysses versus the Cannibal Taco from Outer Space, is out with a cover that I illustrated, which has received praise from many quarters. And I am preparing to make a trip of 20-odd days, first to New Orleans and then to Upper New York State, with an interlude in Manhattan where I may or may not be participating in a show. This is no longer as clear as it once was. But all these things, so out of my usual orbit, and such an interruption of my usual activities, will, for everyone else, fly by in a flash. Would that we could retard time, not slay time like the Iron Duke of Coffin Castle, who slew him on a winter day, wiped his bloody blade upon his beard, and let the body of Kronos lie, its arms spread, its pendulum disintegrating. The Iron Duke was bested by the Gallics and by Zorn of Zorna, if we follow, and by his own men, by the spy Hark, the spy Listener, and it would have been the spy Whisper if the Duke had not had him executed and fed to his geese. But because the Duke failed in his objective, the Todor, a horrendous creature that makes a sound like rabbits screaming and smells of old unopened rooms, came and gleeped him. It is a creature the devil chooses to punish evildoers with for not being evil enough. A similar thing may, it is hoped, happen in our contemporary world, in our political landscape. Those who bite off more than they can chew often experience unwholesome interludes of indigestion. I'll just open a can of special energy sauce. How it foams and fizzes. Yes, this will keep me going for the next 3 hours, after which I'm going to walk over to the tattoo parlor and draw with the next generation of cartoonists, as I have been doing. In the meantime, I've been preparing various works of mine for publication, and I will submit them to Mineshaft magazine. They turned down the last stuff I sent them, but I will write a letter and see if I can't convince them to print that too. Once bringing something into the world, you have to support it. You have to acknowledge it. You have to help it. Mary Shelley understood this when she wrote Frankenstein. Victor Frankenstein's crime was not, as often averred by pious moralists, that he trespassed on God's domain. No! Man is meant to trespass on God's domain. If man is made in the image of God, man can create or sub-create, create entire worlds. Victor Frankenstein is so named because he was the victor against death. But his besetting sin and problem was rejecting his creation the moment it became alive and causing it to be a hunted outcast because of its hideous appearance. This was his crime, for which he originally and ultimately paid the final price in the frozen Arctic wilderness. Last seen by a ship captain moving over the ice, the monster intended to immolate itself in the reaches of desolation. But did he ever? All of the beasts of creation are titled with ancient nobilities. All of the beasts of creation have lineage and long family histories. The stripe of the tiger, the pelt of the fox, the vein on the wing of the honeybee, the serpent's bright mail spread upon the warm stone are chevrons and armor and livery. And we owe all that lives our allegiance, our friends and our distant relations. Do not side with that part of the universe that blindly devours its creations. Old Saturn was one who devoured his sons. Or so has the tale been related. Though they say he was slain, yet I fear he lives on with his appetite yet unabated. And we too are no more than a crumb in his beard, which he has neglected to swallow. When he finds it one day with a flick of his tongue, then the rest of his feast we will follow. And we owe all that lives our allegiance, our friends, and our distant relations, not to side with that part of the universe that blindly devours its creations. Echoing nature of this podcast will not offend the tenderness of the ears of some of our devouter listeners. I have attempted to regulate the equipment, but it would take one with the skills of K-Rob, yea, K-Rob himself, to ameliorate this problem. Yet we shall see, in time, how it all pans out. Meanwhile, we wait for our visitor, the industrious Floyd Tangerman, and the beautiful and extremely talented Apple Berry. We hope they will be here soon. Distressing that we can't seem to get the echo down, but that may have helped a little bit. My last feeble encounter with the submixer.
But Dr. Howe, I have a question for you, real quick. You see this painting scene behind you?
I do. It looks like Titanoboa, the giant serpent. Or it could be Jormungandr, the Midgard serpent.
No.
That circles the earth with its enormous coils.
Like nudes.
A type of marine animal that lived.
They're kind of like a cross between a
giant tentacles?
No, no. Those.
I see. And now Stang is discussing nudists. Not nudists, of which there were plenty at X-Day.
Yeah, and yes.
This is a scientific discussion.
Don't stand on the bottom. Don't touch anything that you see. It's a good way to go.
My driveway is made of those. Pulverized rudists from a quarry. Rudists during the Cretaceous, the reason they're not made of mammals, they were only around during the Cretaceous, which was a long time, but they weren't, and some in the Jurassic, but they were not around after the Cretaceous. They went out with the dinosaurs pretty much. But they were very common during that period in shallow oceans, and they grew in reefs. There was apparently a quarry nearby here that was basically just a big rudis reef.
I still think if I could just figure it out, I could get that echo down.
In one piece?
I'm sure somewhere there are some. I've seen some at the University of Texas that are really...
Texas!
Really good examples of them downstairs. I could actually show it.
Ah, you got the good ones.
They're foreign creatures. It's like all the fossils around here. They're sea life that mostly hasn't changed much from the ones you find on the seashore now. They're just made of stone because they're old versions of it.
Speaking of things made of stone, new fossil trackways from the Jurassic have been discovered in England. About 166 million years before the present era, the tracks of giant sauropods. Of course, that is a sort of tautology. Most of them were giant, except a few that I could name, a few freakish dwarf varieties. These were of the Brontosaurus type. In fact, to speak more narrowly, they were of the Cetiosaurus clade, and they were tracked by a three-toed theropod. Indeed, the theropod tracks and theirs meet, and there might have been some sort of prehistoric battle. That theropod was Megalosaurus, the first dinosaur ever identified, one that is mentioned by Charles Dickens and was part of the original Crystal Palace exhibition of prehistoric reptiles at Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee so long ago that it is difficult to remember.
On my screen, it looks like we're trying to fist John Shirley.
Yeah.
Man, that echo sure is irritating.
Hollywood Squares, Brady Bunch. It's possible to have it in one band across the top.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't know. I kind of want to go back to see.
Maybe I've managed to fix it.
That was pretty interesting.
I've never full screen.
I've never seen that behavior before, but that's always why I went to X Day. You know, I always like to see people.
That's Pastor Pontius Pressure talking.
That's why I went to X Day.
Those who have watched the Ask Dr. Hal show, the home edition, will recognize him as the host of that program. The next one is coming up on January 19th, while I am traveling. I expect to be in New York State at that time, having left New Orleans.
Milo's granddad told him all about Subgenius.
But the question is, can I do this show from a remote spot? Maybe I can and maybe I can't, but my people have put one together that have many delightful bells and whistles.
Oh, is that a picture of the Cretaceous thing?
Yeah.
I believe the miracles you Cretaceous thing
look like in life.
the rudists. Not all monsters from the past are charismatic megafauna, but some are.
No, it's a TV show now.
The horrendous Deinosuchus, for example.
Someday it may become a radio show.
I have a small model of it, but the creature itself was so large that this small model is a couple of feet long.
Maybe I should.
It would prey upon the larger dinosaurs. Ah, well.
No.
The fury of the elements combined tonight, aloft, the flash of lightning in the troposphere, and the pouring down of incessant rain.
And then we find a tip. Of course, one could lie and say,
don't lie, Ivan. We're trying to bring the truth of subgenius to the seething masses, the unruly lower classes.
That is half. It does superficially resemble a dinosaur phalangeal claw.
Yeah, it's not, though.
It's not.
And then I found one. This is my favorite. I think this is one.
The dinosaur phalangeal claw sometimes resembles the pedal claw of the...
Is it an ammonite?
Deinonychus and other raptors, which, in my belief, are not even dinosaurs, but derived birds of an earlier
coral, because they would grow
order of
together and form wreaths. It's a shell, you know, with something soft inside.
It's like a Christmas tree?
A mollusk. It's basically a mollusk, but...
I'll give it to you right in the mollusk.
They were their own kind of critter, and they're not well known, and now you know about it.
Now, yes, because the mission of the Church of the Subgenius is ultimately an educational one. We are not anti-elitist. In fact, we are... in our own view, a sort of elite who know the truths of the revealed wisdom of J.R. Bob Dobbs, who was the conduit during the immaculation of Jehovah One, senile cosmic space god.
That more ancient literature of subgenius?
Yeah.
Yes.
The old catalog.
Yep. From a time when subgeniuses had to worry about who was eating and who was being eaten.
How interesting that John Shirley's voice is there. So he did not come to X Day. This must be from Starwood, which used to follow X Day. Now, of course, everything is thrown into confusion. I, Dr. Howland Dowell, did not attend Starwood last year. And X Day essentially did not exist except where I carried on its traditions at Pube Fest, where Rubik's Pube performed. But I understand that some footage of that show has recently surfaced, and we intend to let it be viewable soon.
Oh my God, I hate that practice. They're known to be relatively intelligent and socially,
I certainly hope. But also the station is sounding better. Less echoing. It was so snarled up when I came in, I was afraid I would be unable to do the show.
Delicious, but that's another story.
This scene in the background behind me now is the way real X-Days are.
Is that it?
I love how you can, move the image like a curtain. It is a curtain.
See the robot in the center?
Philo can come out from inside the image. I love that. Look at that. That's a great effect by itself. It's just so simple and obvious. I'm sure it's
beyond the veil.
Robot.
Beyond the veil.
Days in the past that looked a lot like that, as I recall. Yeah.
I'm never going to.
Now, this way it's going to look next year. Now, of course, the people listening to this on the radio don't know.
What next year? This is the last year.
This is several years before last year.
That contextually, this is so apocalyptic, Al, this year, that this could be the year. Except the problem
you thought
that
was apocalyptic. You should see 2025.
You won't be there. And so I've left a message for them they're going to pick us up by pincers, which will pull us upward like
this. If you want to send a message, call Western Union.
And it will be a little painful, but it will
keep those nippers away from me.
Your spine right out.
Your spine.
Because it's for to make it clearer, the last terrestrial year, because just like space travelers, we tend for days and simulate Earth wake and sleep periods, we'll have the great solar year.
It'll actually be the year one, yes?
Down here, this could be the
celebrated by Satanists as 1969. But, of course, the year one for us will be, and always is, July 5th, 1998.
Well,
the real July 5th, 1998, not the conspiracy version.
You want to pay and your ability to pay.
How you organize.
No one has to wear a toupee.
But if there are truly pleasure saucers, no tax would be necessary. There would be
or sit on a tack.
There's a heavy tax for everyone who wants to pay it. Totally voluntary.
They have a cussing jar.
Yeah, but if you're hanging with subgeniuses, you may find it taxing.
We must hang together or all hang separately, as Benjamin Franklin said.
If you want to hang a bobhead, you have to use tacks.
That's a good point.
Yes.
The tack has a point when you sit on it.
That's a good point.
Gatorade there, Philo, or is it something else?
Gatorade.
She mysteriously appeared and vanished.
I could
Gatorade, after all, the alligator is a protected species.
Exactly. It's like a ghostly apparition.
A ghost.
I did want to point out, if you remember, I looked up in the left-hand corner. If everyone looks up in the right, in the left-hand corner, there's a little icon that says recording, and it's red. So you see that, that means that the whole thing is being recorded.
By them.
Going to the Chinese
server. Of course it is. We're on Zoom, which is managed by a corporation.
This is actually a Zoom show that was performed from Caffeinas.
Is it a Chinese corporation?
Wisteria, honor with our presence.
May I add that you can make a personal recording of this if you just look down at the bottom, the button on the right that says record.
The button on the right, the button on the left. I'm lucky this show is going out. That confusion between the red button and the blue button. Why, it was nearly the end of me.
That follow and record everything they do. And each of those, in turn, have five...
The red button is securely pressed and depressed.
Well, then how many people are now around you here on this
panel? That's how we guarantee a high employment rate.
So that means...
The mystery of the beehive.
Yes.
Exactly. So the pyramid, the conspiracy pyramid, is usually accurately portrayed inverted because the subgenius at the very bottom... It is the one controlling all of these conspiracy agents. But what we
pyramid patchouli?
You mean the oath?
Only one
is
joker in L.A. was sensitive enough to wear that.
It might be, according to the Masons, who you know, if we don't have God, so we're going to make God. We're going to build this pyramid, and at the top, we're going to have the eye of God there.
The Os Dei.
Who favors the beginnings, because without the beginnings, you can't get to that particular end.
And creates, in doing so, a new order of worlds. Novus Ordo Cyclorum.
That's the mystery that you have to unfold to get to the next level.
Every dot
tells its own story.
Every dot has a revelatory message for those who will, but
fancy dot
correctly. We give you the dot's head, and you then disassemble the dot, rebuild it into the clinch that makes sense to you.
The culture clinch.
Message,
but yes.
The dots derive their information from their relationship to the other dots in the glyph.
Not to mention little dot, or playful little Audrey, or any of those characters. I, Dr. Howlandau, had personal experience of them as well.
Pretzels are...
when I entered the cartoon world.
But before that, they were the pharaohic arms. When the pharaoh would be laid to rest.
And now you can scare a vampire.
Yes, the pharaoh's crossed staffs represented even on the sarcophagus during the burial of the Egyptian dead, represented the flail of the upper and lower kingdoms of ancient Egypt.
Potter Nostrum did this. Unfortunately, it's not high res enough to be poster size, but it's actually made of tiny photographs of Etsday made into a Dobbs head.
That was a wonderful thing.
What's the program he did that with? I don't know. You'd have to ask.
That's Dr. Philo Drummond speaking.
In the other room, I have a Dobbs head about as big as that one, made by Potter Nostrum.
Well, let's not boast about the Dobbs heads that we might be able to show but are not able to show.
They're cut out and put together manually, not by computer. And it's huge. It's the size of that thing. It's from the early X days. I have a different wife in those pictures.
Yes, there are many embarrassments that need to be explained.
Yeah. It's normally not there, but
let us remember that this is a church, the church of the subgenius. We are speaking to, in this case, podcasting to our flock.
Buttons and little
people don't like
all these buttons and devices.
No,
they interfere with the spiritual encounter, which it is our great joy and pleasure to promote it.
Or a stamp or anything like that.
I want to put my mail in your inbox.
Make sure you put a stamp on it first.
Don't stamp on anybody's inbox in
my mail.
How about the female? Oh, well.
I have this urge to cross my legs right now.
The urge to merge.
So is it 4:03 p.m. in Ohio?
In
yes,
Ohio.
From the coast.
Four dead in Ohio.
It's 4:03 all up and down the East Coast.
Now, there's a... we have an Australian guy in...
Now it is 4:04. It's exactly half of 8:08.
There was a...
an Australian.
8:08 might be here later. I know Gigglepuss was interested.
Gigglepuss?
I've heard from...
all these strange subgeniuses from the past.
I'd say at least 50 people asked me for passwords to this thing.
Did you give it up?
Some of them have jobs at this time.
Jobs? Not safe for work.
They must quit their job for Bob.
I have a suggestion about jobs that I read in this pamphlet.
Jobs.
Listen, I'm actually doing my job right
now. Yes.
This is the first edition pamphlet.
Oh, someone needs a pamphlet. Well, I'll pull one of those out.
Look at those pamphlets, Geese.
What you need is a permanent link to the to your store, Stang. Since there's no sacred swag shack here, you need a way for anybody to click on your links by stuff.
The sacred swag shack was a feature of previous X days, where one could buy all sorts of subgenius material.
He devolved into a big man.
And now, the only way to get it is to write to the Church of the Subgenius in Dallas, Texas.
Young adult novel that I read back
in high
school.
And coffee mugs designed by me and other tchotchkes.
It was
for a while you could even get Bob Dobbs cufflinks.
Essentially,
until we groggily became aware that
girl and boy who went
subgeniuses and nobody else.
Who ended
where?
Up
cufflinks.
Taking care of this older man who had this obsession with collecting pigs. I mean, ceramic pigs, model pigs, and so forth.
Why?
A lot of people do that. They are to be pitied. Would litter themselves.
William Hope Hodgson, Hal, would have something to say about that. The House of the Borderland War.
Yes, the hideous pig men described by
Hodgson.
That was
one of the first books I ever read when I was about 10 years old.
A terrifying
book.
That blew my mind.
It's a mind-blowing cosmic horror beyond cosmic horror.
Did you read
horror.
That?
Yes, when you've got Pig Man outside, it's cosmically horrible.
I've only read his Carnacki book also.
How about The Nightland, volume
1? The Nightland, I find the prose unreadable. I'm one of those people who cannot bear that stilted, fake old English he's using.
Well, that's too bad, because there are great monsters in that stilted, fake old English.
I know, it must be there. I just wish he had written it in some other way that was not such a conceit.
Is vivid. Well, it's supposed to be from some reincarnated...
I know it is, but it's...
Well, speaking of...
functionally speaking, as a writer...
What about The Boats of the Glen Carry?
Yeah, that's a great Hodgson novel.
I understand it's very...
terrifying good. Marine voyage with ghastly things coming out of the ocean.
Out of the seaweed. Giant crabs and unspeakable monsters.
I don't remember the author's name, but they're... as if... okay, if H.G. Wells...
blog, dang it.
Whoever said,
really,
can you hear me?
An
yes.
Invisible man and an invasion from outer space and time travelers. And it's written in this attempted, florid, kind of quasi-Victorian... H.G. Wells himself was pretty straightforward, but
he was an excellent prose stylist, an excellent writer. His books are easy to read, delightful to read.
Fake Victorian way. I'm surprised, John, that you haven't encountered him, just because they're so bad.
It's a modern writer. It writes in
a modern writer pretending to write in a
who could that be?
90s.
You've got to watch out, because the slightest usage can trip you up.
It's always going to be. It's going to be threaded with anachronisms.
Not seething with anachronistic usage.
Well, few people are. People are always in television when they have historical things. They're always having.
What is the matter with this junk?
Watching a Robin Hood movie,
and understand what's going on.
Robin Hood gets his arrow in the right place, shoots the apple, and goes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff
that
like
was
that.
Awesome.
Yes.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yes, that's the kind of thing that you see. It drives me nuts.
Him sucks.
Or so, yeah, some cowboy sucks. Awesome.
Worse than that, they put explosions in Robin Hood, the Kevin Costner one, before gunpowder was known.
Have explosions.
Well, okay.
Anyway,
poor Robin Hood, one of my ancestors. Our family name, Robbins, comes from the Welsh Rubens, but supposedly refers to the famous legend of yeomanry.
Impressed on me as a child, and it will never go. And Errol Flynn is Robin Hood forever.
Yes, that's a great
song. It was Daffy Duck. We will always remember Robin Hood Daffy.
Yes, Daffy Duck did one also, and Errol Flynn makes an appearance in the Daffy Duck cartoon. Oh, these devices are letting me down. I'm not able to do what I need to do. What's the matter with
wham!
These contractoids?
And away, wham! Music by Eric Wolfgang.
I remember that now.
That's true. Eric Wolfgang von Korngold did write the music to the Robin Hood movie.
He's cowering down here. Well, maybe he got no idea. His microphone is muted. Unmute your microphone.
Mutate, man. Mutate.
Mutant.
Uncover.
Mutant.
We're showing a Roger Corman retrospective on our show, including a lengthy excerpt from Teenage Caveman.
There he is. He unmuted, I think.
A most unusual movie. They're cavemen, but they've got 1950s pompadours. And
I just woke up. I gotta do some stuff. And then I hear him in here, like, he's not responding. I'll just add him anyway.
Not responsible.
I like your boogaloo shirt.
Yeah. Look, I'm not letting the fucking fascists take my fashion away from me.
Oh, don't think they can. That's just the first of their outrages upon you. Completion of their choir. We will all be vulnerable. And they're willing to hurt people more than we are. And kill more than we are. Thine earliest star, or sank its flame ere came Aldebaran and Algebar. or stout Orion, rose, fulfilled with all his starry frame, ere any world that now treads to a sun unchilled might look upon its flaming brow or note its fall.
I wish the brow would come and visit this show once in a while, but he only comes in when he does on Wednesday nights.
All suns dethroned have drifted to sunken paths unlit. Have all its brethren found that place where iron, rentless shadows hem, seeing the ruinous maw, as when the falling titans saw the gulf of Tartarus opening under them like visible oblivion for the space ere they were one with it?
A rhetorical question.
The poetry of Clark Ashton Smith. And we also had Tennyson earlier, The Princess, a significant poem,
which you will hear again tonight
to
when recite my visitors come in.
Poetry such as myself.
That, you know, all poems are magical spells, and some of them can get people to do things, which is why I intend to unleash that one when our visitors are here.
You may be pleased at the results it gets. And less obliquely,
it certainly worked for me in the past.
Speak about that particular poem.
The Rime of the Ancient Mariner is a complicated spell,
generate
which must be spoken
sympathetic
properly to have its effect. But it does have an effect.
Reasons one performs anything, hoping to make a connection as close.
It begins with the famous Latin epigraph from
perhaps even
Anglican mystic and clergyman Thomas Burnet
of human love
about the existence of invisible things in the universe, which outnumber the visible things.
Live on radio, please pay attention.
Yes.
We need you to contribute pocket change or whatever
we want
to spare to radio.
We love you.
Yeah! Don't let me start with you. I'm just doing the rebel yell to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean? That I am going to slay. Nobody else could miss her. Not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her. Pardon me. That's just a shade loud on the snare drum.
But she's
sweet as little rosebud at Texas Avenue.
Yes, her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like the dew. And the guy who just ran over all the people in New Orleans was in the U.S. Army and from Texas. But the loathsome Republicans are claiming that he was a terrorist who came across the undefended border.
This bread I break was once the oak. This wine upon a foreign tree plunged.
Any Catholic can get that stuff.
I was going to say, is that consecrated wine?
Yes,
wine in the day or man at night.
It's wine.
Laid the crops low, broke the bread's joy.
People have been burned alive for mentioning the wrong difference. It is, according to doctrine, the transubstantiated blood of our Lord.
And flesh. It magically changes into Jesus' flesh and blood when you put it in your mouth. Fortunately, no subgenius believes this particular piece of theological twaddle.
Bottle it save you from.
The chicken John threw most of the
whatever it needs to.
And libertarians.
Is that cyanide or something?
Cyanide? Oh no, just sayonara to extinct ideas.
Everyone
which should be buried and plowed under.
Fräulein Braun and
we will fly to
and Adolf.
Freytag von Loringhoven.
Right, and Balder von Schirach, the head of the Hitler Youth.
We will fly together to the comet. We will cut off our testicles into the bucket. And
the
fly
the testicle of the movement.
Hey, Jagoff, sorry, man.
Yeah, I had to explain the situation to him. But it's all good, man. It's fine.
Shoggoth is all right, but he was somewhat rude to a devoted friend of mine.
Get him pine pills, Philo.
Some of these young subgenius punks don't realize we have to speak more nicely to prospective candidates.
Sandy Boone gave us a sack of those things that she'd forgotten to give out during the movie premiere.
She made the recent Subgenius movie,
so instead of those,
J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius, in which I play a certain part.
Well, Sandy's husband, the late David Boone, was the guy who...
Now we're the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Now we have beauteous babes with us. Two beauteous babes.
The way that they became the Brady Bunch.
On my screen, you're Alice.
The kids hid under the station wagon.
All we've got is...
And when Dad backed out, there was a horrid crunch. In the driveway, there was just a spreading grease spot. A grease spot that was once the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. A spreading grease spot that was once the Brady Bunch.
Hail.
Yes, the Reverend Dr. Mother Miller was there, and she was terrified by the punk performance clowns. She thought they would do her harm. I had to lead her away.
What if
there's their hands?
Meeting
the sacred gesture.
Waiting for the sign.
To them by
we give, they know, everyone knows what these sacred gestures mean. These.
Take a look at these hands.
They are particular.
The hands of the government man.
Only one thing can get these hands clean, mister.
Lava. Yeah, just shove your hands in the molten lava and they'll be clean, all right? Clean the flesh and bone.
Don't worry, I wash with palm olive. My hands are so soft.
Ew, keep them away from me.
Mother Miller sent me some Boraxo. That wonderful.
Now you can't get Boraxo anymore. I ordered some, and it was $80, and I thought, $80? Well, at least it'll be a case of it. Not so. One can arrived, and future cans will be even more expensive.
Was it brought by 20 teams?
It was back in the day when Ronald Reagan sponsored it, remember?
Yes, the 20 Mule Team Borax. You could even buy a plastic model of the 20 Mule Team mules pulling the Borax wagon.
Back in the day, you could even buy a plastic model.
Back in the day, you could even get a plastic model of these mules and put them together.
Something you mine or something?
Borax is a borate compound.
Hand soap will lift ink off your fingers. It'll take everything off.
It'll clean off your hands when you've been painting, and I rely on it for that. It'll clean anything.
So the right Reverend Mother Dr. Miller has to send me
Friday night.
Yeah, because you know it's made from
1 a.m.
from psychic crystals or something.
Buried for Death Valley called Trona, not Troma, but Trona, California, which is this where they filmed that Tim Burton
with our very special guest comes through that area.
It's really cool.
Yes, I'm waiting for that. Waiting for those guests to come through.
But Trona, California is where Borax is mined. There's also a Borax mine in Death Valley.
There's one town where they mine it, and only one.
And once again, Philo's video is appropriate.
That's a good impression.
But there's a really distracting town.
Yeah, they're mining those creatures.
What happens if you press this button?
Not that button. Finally, one cracker.
Modemac.
She and I are creating an echo with each other.
Modemac made his return.
Yeah, look, most of the kinks worked out of the robot staying, and the robot we apparently still has
at something called Real X Day, which wasn't.
I'm impressed with
which I attended a few years ago.
We have matching paneling.
Reverend Shoggoth, you're breaking the rules. You don't have a fake background.
How many windows have you got going?
It could be fake. Again, I want to point out that could be fake.
Looks fake.
Than anybody else.
No, it's not.
In real life, he could be in front of the Grand Canyon.
My phone and do one.
Why do they persist in these?
All of this could be deep fake.
Misconceptions.
Princess,
they're hard to eradicate.
Paul doesn't have a funny video. I see you giving me shit.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Dang it, anyway.
So did someone...
Really
messing with my concept of reality right now.
Dang me.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought, I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14 and 27 cents. Well, dang me, dang me.
That's not much for life savings.
Five on my highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
They wouldn't play this song, babe.
One more time.
Any reference to suicide is not allowed.
Roses
anymore.
Red, violets, purple.
You're not allowed to get away.
So is Maple Circle. I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Bad as a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. Get out, take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
You've just heard Dang Me by Roger Miller, most famous for his King of the Road song. And now this.
You can't see the bodies floating in the water.
I'm
face down.
I'm glad you called me.
There's always at least a few.
Some died.
Bodies floating in the water, right. Another unwholesome subject.
Conspiracy in them. And when you baptize them, it like erupts. And
when I baptize them, they stay baptized. And I give hands on baptisms to the more attractive ones so that they remember. That's
that
right.
A great effect. I love it, actually. It's like
outstanding
like
special effect.
Always come out.
He like, does.
Great.
Should talk like this.
Of course, some folks don't like to get in the water. That's all right. If they don't want to be baptized, they don't have to.
Oh, you got a bear rug.
The bear skin, yeah. It's
I'm
a
still
bear
thinking about
yes,
that
some of them are bear skinned, as it were. Once you get in the water at Wisteria, and then you get out, large filaments, worm-like structures hang from your skin.
One
as
nice
though
thing about these
you were a bear.
Rivals, none of the rape bears.
Oh, let's not talk about them. That caused a great deal of trouble and a schism in the Church of the Subgenius.
Their will, and when the bear tries to say no, and they ignore the bear.
No, actually, I'm thinking of this term.
Bear necessities, those irritating remedies. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Are the rapists the bear?